Victoria has recorded 75 new coronavirus cases today, and the state's chief health officer says the situation is going to get worse before it gets better. Locking down the worst affected suburbs is being considered, as is a directive to wear masks. But the introduction of those measures doesn't appear imminent. Let's get the latest from Melbourne and our reporter Samantha Donovan.
For the 13th day in a row, the reported coronavirus cases in Victoria are in the double digits, but this time they've soared to 75. Brett Sutton is the state's chief health officer.
Yeah, it's still concerning. We did know that with a testing blitz, we would find a lot more cases, and I think we're uncovering some milder illness and picking up cases in people who wouldn't otherwise have presented for testing. But yes, the fact that this is now 9 days from changed directions around really giving a strong message that people shouldn't be visiting too many others and crossing households. It is concerning that that's still being picked up in the cases that we're seeing this week.
But Professor Sutton isn't as yet ready to lock down the hotspot suburbs in Melbourne's inner north, north and west.
It's got to be proportionate. We know what the consequences are of a lockdown in terms of fatigue of people's behaviours. We don't want to drive people out of suburban areas into new unaffected areas. We know that it's a real challenge for businesses. It's a real challenge for people in their homes, but it's absolutely an option and we'll use it if it's required.
Victorians are wondering why, after having a tougher and longer lockdown than other jurisdictions, their state is having this spike in cases. Professor Sutton.
The jurisdictions that never had community transmission can open up and can ease restrictions to the fullest extent possible, really. If you've got no transmission, it doesn't matter if you've got 100,000 people going to a stadium. There is no virus to spread. For Victoria and New South Wales in particular, the risk remains. New South Wales has probably gotten down to extremely low levels. They might manage that through a test and trace because they're talking about one or two cases only. For Victoria, we got down to extremely low levels, but any easing of restrictions when there are still chains of transmission there allows it to tick up. That's exactly what's happened.
But Brett Sutton is confident the health authorities are getting the situation under control.
Well, we are getting ahead of it in terms of a really intensive engagement and testing program. So 15,000, 20,000 tests a day is getting ahead of it because we're identifying almost everything that's out there.
And he's not yet convinced that Victorians should be wearing masks when they're out in public.
The issue with face masks is that when you've got very significant transmission, as is the case in North America, Europe, South America, face masks have a role and they've been recommended. That's what WHO have said. They've not made the recommendation for very low prevalent settings where you've got 1 in 500 tests being positive and, you know, 75 cases out of 6.5 million people. But again, I want to consider all of the tools of the trade that we've got to control transmission here.
But Professor Rainer McIntyre from the Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales is adamant. The time has come for masks to be worn in areas of high community transmission.
There's now quite substantial evidence that transmission occurs from people without symptoms, so they look perfectly well. You can't identify who's infected. But the mask wearing also protects well people from being contaminated or breathing in contaminated air. There's more and more evidence that the virus is transmitted in aerosols or by the airborne route.
Professor McIntyre believes governments need to send the message that a social contract is needed.
You know, if you want to go to the movies or, you know, do the things that you want to do, then in exchange, please download the COVID Safe app, wear a face mask and keep a distance of 1.5 metres from other people. So I think the extent to which we can achieve that kind of social contract will determine whether we need more lockdowns. If it's not possible, if people are not willing to play their part in disease control, then it may be necessary.
Do you think that message was quite strong in the first place, the social contract, and it's just sort of...
No. There's been no message about a social contract. If people want their freedoms and want to avoid being in lockdown, then they need to do their bit.
Professor Rainer McIntyre from the Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales, speaking with Samantha Donovan.